Hare Krishna. What is not eternal is eternally inconsequential. In life, we often have to face choices and we have to decide which things we will give our attention to and which things we will put aside. Because even in material life, even if we don't have a spiritual side to our life, even in material life, there are so many stimuli, so many temptations, so many opportunities coming upon us that even a materialist cannot choose all of them. Even materialists have to make choices. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I watch this movie or watch that movie? Should I enjoy this or enjoy that? Now, when we come to spiritual life, also we have to make choices. But our choices are far more consequential. Actually, if we choose Krishna, if we choose to focus on our eternal relationship with Krishna, then we can attain eternal happiness by purifying ourselves and by elevating ourselves by Krishna's mercy to His eternal abode. But if we let ourselves get distracted by temporary things, then we will deprive ourselves of the eternal that we have the opportunity to attain. So in the Bhagavad Gita, after introducing the concept of the soul and asking us to tolerate the temporary, Krishna shifts the focus to the attainment of the eternal. In 2.15 he states, in 2.13 he introduces the concept of the soul, in 2.14 he says, tolerate the temporary. And then in 2.15 he states, yam hina vyathayante te purusham purusharshabham samadukha sukham dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate. Yam hina vyathayantete. Yam hina. So one who navyathayantete, one who is not disturbed. Purusham purusharishabha. That person who is the best. Oh Arjuna, you are the best among people. Purusham purusharishabha samadukha sukham dhiram. One who stays equipoised in happiness and distress. Somrudatvaya kalpate. Such a person will attain Amrita. Amrita here refers to eternality. Will attain the eternal. So Krishna is essentially stating here that by not getting distracted by the temporary, we can attain the eternal. So that means how can we avoid getting distracted by the temporary? Yam hi navethayante te. One who does not get disturbed by it, samadukha sukham dhiram, one who stays equipoised in happiness and distress, dhiram, such a sober person. So now, we need sobriety. And how does sobriety come? Sobriety comes by having our priority right. To the extent, we can recognize that the eternal is eternally consequential. And the non-eternal is eternally inconsequential. Eternally inconsequential means that although it may seem very important right now, but in the long run, it is not going to matter. So we can ourselves look back at our lives. Let's say we gave our 10th standard exam, SSC exam. At that time, the most important exam of our life. We felt, oh, this is going to be like a make or break in my career. And we were so worked up about it. Now if we look back, yes, we know that exam was important and that we needed to take it seriously. But the extent of anxiety and frenzy that we went through, often that works to our detriment. Rather than optimizing our performance, it undercuts our performance. If we are not able to regulate that frenzy and anxiety. So by keeping things in context, by recognizing that something which seems something's catastrophically consequential right now, I must get this right. Yes, we do need to get things right. When we say something is temporary, when it doesn't mean that it is not to be considered at all important, that we can become irresponsible about it. But by keeping perspective, we will actually be able to deal with our responsibilities better. And by remembering that from the eternal's perspective, from the eternal perspective, anything that is non-eternal is eternally inconsequential. We won't get too excited by it. And not only will we be able to do it with greater calmness and greater competence, but also we won't let it consume our consciousness so much that it distracts us from the eternal and deprives us of the eternal attainment. That alone can grant us lasting fulfillment. So by remembering that the non-eternal is eternally inconsequential, we can focus the eternal and attain the eternally consequential, the eternally ecstatic love for Krishna. That is our heart's deepest longing and our heart's greatest fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.